In an effort to prepare students for college or a job, lawmakers are requiring them to choose one of five endorsements before they begin their freshman year. An endorsement is an area of concentrated study that will be listed on a student's diploma when he or she graduates. The choices include business and industry, public services, arts and humanities, multidisciplinary studies, and STEM.
You will see that there are five different options available to students to get to a STEM endorsement. The first is by completing a coherent sequence of CTE courses.
In a meeting of the House Public Education Committee, Texas education staff briefed lawmakers with a dizzying array of jargon, acronyms, and choices students will have to tackle as they decide which endorsements to choose and which electives to take. State Representative Alma Allen of Houston, a former State Board of Education member, said she's confused.
All of these things are wonderful for kids to be in, but is it too much? Is it just too complicated? I don't even understand it. And when you say, well, parents will sign, think about students who don't have a parent. Think about students who live in, who are homeless. Have we built a trap for our children to fall into?
Veteran lawmaker Harold Dutton of Houston asked who will help families sort all of this out.
Is there somebody at the school who's going to be responsible for advising the student about each one of these options and to what extent those options are available at that school?
So my understanding is that that would be a role of the counselors.
But State Board of Education Chair Barbara Cargill admitted student counselors alone cannot educate the thousands of parents and students.
We are very concerned about that initial meeting that a counselor has with the student at the end of eighth grade, because the approximate ratio of our counselors to students is like, you know, 400 and something students to one.
It's 400 to one, and that's
400 to one.
Cargill says the shortage of counselors is so great, many don't have time to meet with students individually.
They will meet with a whole class of students. So you'll have one counselor meeting with maybe the English class. So how does that individual student understand the effect of maybe not taking the language, the foreign language requirement? Are they going to understand down the road that their college requires that?
In addition, lawmakers heard that many districts will not be able to offer all of the endorsement choices. By law, they must at least offer the multidisciplinary choice, which includes the more rigorous college prep courses. Representative Michael Villarreal called for districts to meet and share some suggestions.
Let's reinvent how do we deliver quality information to students and families.
He says San Antonio schools have talked about setting up call centers or online chat rooms where families could get help in handling the new graduation requirements. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.